Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis here. We're joined by Lyle Butler here, his last show with us here as Manhattan Chamber President and CEO. I think you had a couple more openings you want
to
talk about?
Oh, yeah, we got some more to talk about, Brandon. There's been a lot of conversation through the years, especially probably the last 5 years that I've been on the show, about the future of the Manhattan Town Center. Mm-hmm. I think, again, as people travel around the country and even close to home in Topeka or Kansas City, people can see that there's a change occurring in malls across America. And in fact, a lot of malls have closed and it's due to a variety of reasons. As people walk through the mall here in Manhattan locally, they see a lot of stores that have closed. First thing I'd like to say before we talk about the new stores is that what has happened sometimes is that although stores have been doing well in Manhattan in the mall, because they're mostly national chains or regional chains, is that if a company goes bankrupt, doesn't matter what happens in Manhattan, whether the store is doing well or not, that removes a store out of our mall. And that has happened to so many of the national retailers. When I think back over 18 years of being here, we've lost some stores, but a lot of them are just, for example, Payless shoe stores. This store in Manhattan over the years has done well, but the company is filing bankruptcy and closing all of their stores across America. So it isn't something that Manhattan did or didn't do. In most cases, the stores that have been in Manhattan that have done well are closed or bankrupt, or they've downsized and had nothing to do that Manhattan wasn't shopping or supporting it. So, and that's just the nature of the beast on a national basis, that retail continues to change. It's not just because of Amazon or internet retail sales. It's just because of the way people are shopping and the way more businesses today want to have freestanding stores rather than being in a mall. There's a lot of reasons for that, and we could probably spend the next 40 minutes talking about it, but we won't do that. But I want to talk about our mall here in Manhattan, and I know I get phone calls and people talk to me and they're really concerned, and they should be, again, because national retail is changing. The good news is the mall ownership over the last year and a half has not been sitting idly by just watching people leave. A year ago, they came into this market. They did focus groups with a lot of people. I was involved in one of them. They said, what do you like about your mall? What do you want to preserve? What do we need to be bringing in? What do we need to be doing? And ultimately, the first part of that is that over the next few years, there's going to be significant major renovations done specifically on the inside of the mall. I don't have a timetable yet, but they are going to be doing in the public areas outside of the stores. They're going to be doing some significant changes to bring the mall up to date, because the mall hasn't been significantly or remodeled at all since it was built in the 1980s. But it always has looked nice. But they know that it's beginning to wear and times have changed, and they've got to make some changes in order to keep the tenants they have and to bring new tenants into the mall. So that's good news. The second piece was announced just a week ago when a new store was announced that's coming to the mall, and it's H&M. H&M is a worldwide clothing store. Its offices, headquarters, it was started in Sweden. Currently, its headquarters are in Stockholm, Sweden. It has 4,600 stores worldwide. This is really the first store for H&M in the core of Kansas. There's a store in Wichita, and there's a store up in the Kansas City area. This is a very, very, very popular store for men and women, high school, college, 35 and under. And it will bring significant traffic to this mall. I happen to have a 18-year-old granddaughter, and this is one of those stores that they want to go in. And anytime I've gone with anybody into an H&M store in the United States, they're all over the United States, they are busy all the time. And in fact, on weekends, all their cash registers, you're waiting in line because they're very, very popular because they have very stylish clothes. So they're going to be building an 18,000 square foot store in the mall, inside the mall. That is a large store. Outside of Penny's and Dillard's, that will be the largest footprint in the mall. So this is a significant breakthrough, and I certainly applaud the owners of the mall. And this is going to start bringing some new stores back into the mall. And there are a lot of other national retailers that follow wherever H&M goes. So I am anticipating, I don't know any names, and there's been no announcements, but I'm anticipating that over the next year or so, there will be other new stores that will come because they know the pull power and the success that H&M has. So I am excited, and I think that this speaks well and of the ownership of the mall and them wanting to continue to make the Town Center Mall here in Manhattan a significant retail player. So sorry to spend so much time on it, but I know I get a lot of questions about the mall, Brandon, and I think that there's going to be some significant, very, very positive changes. My understanding is they're going to start construction on the H&M store in July, and I think it's anticipated that sometime this fall of 2019 that store will open. And so good things for the mall. So again, for those people who are listening and are concerned, I think we're moving in the right direction and to preserve that future for the mall.
Yeah, that's a major investment in that facility. And I have to say, as an outsider coming in, one of the first things that greets you when you come into Manhattan is the Town Center Mall, when you're coming up from the south anyway, as I did. And it's a beautiful facility here, and it's right next to downtown, a good little centerpiece.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of your listeners that have been in Manhattan a long time can remember there was a big fight as to whether that mall should be in the downtown or whether it was going to be out on the west side somewhere, and there was many years of discussion, and finally it ended up downtown, and I have to tell you that was the people that made that decision, it was a tough decision, but very insightful.
We got a call here waiting patiently. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I just got a fast question for you, and it's a big weakness there at the mall because there's only two food choices there. I go to the mall quite a bit, and I enjoy walk around and get my exercise, but is there any more talk of maybe putting another food choice in the mall? You know, pretzels and cinnamon rolls are a pretty good choice, but, you know, I might want a good old burger sometime, so... Is there any more? I know they all left because of maybe not the, you know, foot traffic, but I guess that's my question. Is there going to be more food choices there? Thanks.
Sure, good question. And again, I think if you go into malls across America now, you know, it used to be, and when this mall was built in the 1980s and other malls in that time frame, 80s and 90s, they all had food courts. And I think people remember, I even remember when I first came here 18 years ago, that our food court had lots of food choices in there, including hamburgers. But once again, it's evolved and it's changed in all malls. And so, again, what's happened here has also happened in other malls across the United States. We'd probably have to ask the mall ownership. They are not opposed to having other food vendors or restaurants in the mall or adjacent to the mall. I think what you've seen is over the years is that a lot of these restaurants that used to be in malls are now have their own freestanding location outside of the mall. So, you know, Longhorn Steakhouse and, you know, some of the others that are in the footprint or Texas Roadhouse or Chili's. Years and years and years and years ago, a lot of restaurants, Chili's you might have found inside malls, and a lot of the hamburger places, even McDonald's and others used to, and they just don't do that. And I think Vista had a hamburger place inside the mall for a while here back. And again, there's lots of reasons for being in a mall or not being in a mall, but we're no different. I don't have any inside information about whether there's new food vendors coming to this particular mall or not. That would be something to ask the local management here, whether they're working on that. But I don't think they're opposed to having it, or they're trying to kick food places out. Again, I think with the investment that the mall is going to make over the next several years, and with companies like retailers like H&M coming into the mall, I think you're going to see some new things, as I've said before. So good question. Thanks for the call.
All right, we'll continue more with Lyle Butler after this on In Focus.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.